Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
What is your embarrassing injury? Please, you can be anonymous if you're that embarrassed, but will you share what happened to you? Because I am so freaking embarrassed that I'm in so much pain this morning because I hurt myself bad. I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened, but after whatever went down, I was walking across the room to go grab, I think, a Kleenex. I was going to sneeze like into it and, you know, blow my nose. And as I'm like walking back to my bed and I'm coughing, coughing and sneezing, I'm like, and I just did that. My legs almost went numb. I felt like I was paralyzed.
What?
I swear to God, Alex, I just was walking back to the bed to lay down after I was going to blow my nose and cough, and I just, it went numb. Like, it went tingly, painful, numb, and there's something pinching now on my lower back just above my butt, and it's just, I'm going to have to go see my chiropractor today so he can massage it and hopefully try to align it, because I can tell it's out. I tried sleeping on it. I tried twisting. I tried to do everything I could, but I cannot walk right now. I can't extend. Here, look at this. Watch, Alex. This is more of a visual for you, but here's my good leg. I can extend it all the way out.
Yep,
no problem.
Stretch your leg out.
Okay, this one.
Oh, something happened to you.
It's pinching. I cannot bring my leg up.
This is Joe. His bones are made of glass and his skin is made of paper, and every day he breaks his arms and every night he breaks his legs.
I know somebody that actually has that disease. where their bones are pretty much glass. Like, no, I know you're not.
Wow.
I know you're not making fun of it, but that's a real thing too. Did you know that?
Sad.
That's insane. I thought on a Grey's Anatomy one time.
Dang.
I've got an embarrassing story.
Oh, Porkchop, please share what happened to you. 833-JOE-ALEX, by the way, if you want to join in.
In eighth grade, I was playing softball. Softball.
Well, there you go. That's embarrassing. What guy plays softball? Am I right? Am I right? Okay, I'm just kidding.
All right. So it was, elementary school, eighth grade softball, and I was first baseman. And the kid hit the ball to the shortstop, and the shortstop threw it to me.
Uh-huh.
And we were playing without gloves. So
why would you play without gloves?
Because, I don't know, we didn't have gloves. So the shortstop threw it to me. And it was a bad throw, and the ball took a weird bounce, and it like bounced and just it hit my pinky and broke my pinky.
Ooh, like it bended it back?
Like it chipped, fractured right here. Just fractured.
Ooh, God, not with that sound.
Sound effect not needed to make that make sense.
Bad sound effect. Actually, this weekend.
Oh, God.
This weekend, I tripped over a blanket. And I like fell to the ground, and first I like jumped up and then like fell to the ground, and I like twisted my ankle and my foot and my knee, like literally from my knee down was so painful for like half of a day.
Ugh. I really am. I've never broken a bone, knock on wood.
Well, good thing it's because you're like a sloth. You never move.
Well, exactly. And so that's honestly the life motto. Like, just don't move. Wheel around on your computer chair everywhere. Make everyone else grab things for you. And you're going to stay safe. And you don't have to do anything. It's called the princess life.
I like how you asked me to pick something up today and you know my back's bad. You're like, can you get that for me? I'm like, I can't even touch my toe. No.
Only look out for yourself.
Jessica's on the Joe and Alex Show. Jessica, what was yours? Like a workout injury? What happened?
Yeah, so I threw the mess ball at the ground and it was so bouncy and I didn't expect it to be so bouncy. So it just like came up and hit me in the face before I could catch it.
Oh, my God. That sounds so painful.
Yeah.
Did you like bust a tooth or anything?
No, but I thought I had a concussion, but I didn't. So it was good.
Did anyone see it happen? Because that's like the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah, my friend saw it happen, and she just started laughing. But then my nose just started bleeding everywhere, and she was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow, you really hit it hard. But you must be stronger than you realize, Jessica.
Thanks.
There you go. Hey, thank you for sharing that. Now I don't feel as bad about my sneezing and hurting my back injury.
No, that one's still embarrassing.
All right, Liv, thanks for the support. Tim, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, it was self-inflicted, and it's kind of embarrassing. It was when I was younger. I was about 13 or so, and I was messing around in the garage and, you know, messing around with tools and trying to acclimate myself with, you know, what tools are what and stuff, and I found a rubber mallet. And I was like, this can't hurt that bad. It's made out of rubber.
Oh, come on, Tim. I already know where this is going. This is terrible.
Yeah. I put my hand on the concrete floor and pulled back and just gave it a good whack, and wow, that really hurt.
I bet it did. Come on.
So, yeah, I don't tell many people that story, but it was when I was young. And, you know, you see the cartoons, they hit each other with mallets all the time. And you're like, oh, it can't be that bad, especially when it's made out of rubber, right? I mean, rubber bounces, and it's not like metal.
Well, come on, that mallet can do so much stuff and hammer things in, Tim. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, thank you for sharing that. You can also get in the conversation on our social media. For Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, we get anything there?
Yes. Nicole says, I was walking in a parking lot and was on my phone looking fine and walked straight into a 2x4 sticking out of a truck with my forehead.
Oh.
And then Tracy said, I tore my ACL drunkenly doing the wobble.
There you go.
I bet a lot of people hurt themselves doing like dance floor stuff at weddings and different things. They're getting those injuries. Hey, thank you for sharing about how uncoordinated and how clumsy you are. Now I don't feel as bad that I have to go see a chiropractor immediately following the show because, yes, I tried to blow my nose and sneeze. And now I can't walk. So there's that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.